Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus stretched out his hand with compassion and said to him, I am willing. Be clean. First, a little exercise. I would like us to look to our right or to our left right now and check if we are sitting with the same person with whom we sat yesterday. Perhaps also look and see if we are sitting at the same pew as we were yesterday. I am not. My place is back there. Somebody else is sitting there now. No, that place is still empty. Chaplain Brower told me that I should be looking for him. I was going to look for him here, but I see him there. We all have our own private spaces, our own comfort zone. We think we fit in a certain place, and we do not fit in some other place. When I try to move myself forward to closer to the sanctuary here, I feel that I am not really comfortable. I belong somewhere else. Only when I am called to be up front do I come up front. There seems to be a sociological principle operating here. Everything has a place and everything in its place. I do not want to stretch that. But with that, I would like you to come with me to some parts of India, where this operating principle still is operating. For example, you know that Indian society was built on what we call caste. You have to be Brahmin to be a priest in Hinduism. And there are four other classes. If you belong to those parts or the classes, then you have a better chance of living and being able to associate with others almost as freely as you want it. Then there used to be, for about 25% of the Indian population, a caste called the untouchables. Literally, untouchable. It just meant that 75 years ago, 100 years ago, if such a person from that untouchable class came close and brushed his clothes against a Brahmin, the Brahmin becomes unclean. He needs to stay away from his home and his community for several hours. He should do the ceremonial cleansing rituals, and only then he could go back and be part of his own household. When I read Leviticus 14 and 15, I think I'm almost reading some Hindu scriptures, one in Hebrew, the other in Sanskrit. Cleansing rituals, purification rites, ceremonies do not make a difference. They seem to be the same. The rabbinic Jews said if an unclean man afflicted with leprosy stood under a tree and a clean man passed by, the clean man becomes unclean. He only just passed by. The unclean man was standing. If a clean man stood under a tree and a leper passed by, the clean man remains clean. If the unclean leper stood still, the clean man becomes unclean. There's a lot of argument going on back and forth. Untouchability, that's what it was. You did not come close. To think on the metaphor further, God is untouchable. God is holy. Sinful man cannot touch him because of his sin. He is unholy. He has no place in the holy place except when God reaches down, stretches his hand, and touches him. That makes all the difference in the world. The word translated leprosy, as you know, could mean leprosy, or it could mean, along with leprosy, a host of other diseases whose names, scientific names, I do not know. I do not care to learn. It is some kind of a skin disease, some kind of a skin rash, something that made you stand out. And because of that, you just did not belong in the community. You were socially, in Hindu terms, outcast. That's what it was. When Jesus preached the kingdom, People doubted if it was indeed the kingdom, or shall I say, the reign of God, the rule of God. John the Baptist's disciples came and checked on him if he was indeed the Messiah. Well, the response was, go tell John what is actually happening out here. The word is proclaimed, the kingdom of God is near, the lepers are cleansed. That is brought up specifically as a fulfillment or as a sign of the coming of the kingdom, that the lepers are cleansed. In the Old Testament, there are only two major references to leprosy and that being cleaned. Here, specifically, Jesus brings in a healing to the lepers. What more can we say than think of our own sin, that leprosy that haunts us, that makes us different from others? Even others do not want to come too close to us. That separates us from God. We crave for our own little spaces. There are different forms of leprosy lingering in our own mind, our own society, our own churches. Some people belong in certain places, and some people do not belong in such places. Some people have a way of life, and others have a different way of life. Well, I'm going to take it upon myself. Back home, had I been a Hindu, I would have had a different place in the community. I do not really belong to the untouchables. I'm not a Brahmin either. We were kind of a middle class. We could not go and worship about 100 years ago in a Brahmin's temple. Nor did the untouchables go there. But we had the freedom to have our own temples. In fact, 200 years ago, before our fathers became Christians, we have relics of those temples. We have our own little scriptures and rites and ceremonies and so on. We belong there. Our own sacred space was limited to us. But when we came close to the Brahmin, he would try not to touch our bodies. Should he touch, he may still have to go through the ceremonies. But he did not really look down upon our community, our own comfort zone. Things have changed, haven't they? 70 years ago, when Mahatma Gandhi, the father of modern India, who was himself not a Brahmin, when he saw the situation and decried the situation, said, this cannot go on anymore. These so-called untouchables are God's people. He used the word Harijan for them. When Jesus came and proclaimed the kingdom, he had compassion on people. He spread the word. And the man who was healed by the touch of his hand and by the proclamation of the healing word was compelled, even though Jesus did not want him to do so, he was compelled to go out and tell that the kingdom has really come. Jesus has touched me. I am now God's man. Paul writes about our situation. Formerly, remember that there was a time when we were separated from Christ, excluded from the citizenship in Israel, foreigners to the covenant of promise, without hope and without God in the world. This was our situation when we were haunted and inflicted by this leprosy of sin. This was our situation. Paul goes on to say, praising God, but in Christ Jesus, you have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Christ destroyed the dividing wall of hostility. He made the two one. He destroyed the barrier. He himself is our priest. He made peace in his body to reconcile all to God on the cross and put to death our hostility through him. All have access to God the Father in the Spirit. What a transfer from being a leper, from being an untouchable, as Christ touched us. As he put upon himself our humanity without sin, that made all the difference in the world. What a blessing it is that Jesus, when he brought the word of the kingdom, brought also with it the signs of the kingdom. What he said was true. What he preached is exactly what he did. Lepers cleansed. The kingdom has come. What a privilege it is for us to know that the word still comes to us with its strength, with its power, with its transforming power. with its healing power and with its life-giving power. The letter kills, the letter saves, the Spirit saves. Jesus told Nicodemus, unless you are born of water and Spirit, you shall not enter the kingdom of God. That's all there is, brothers and sisters in Christ, born of water and Spirit. We are killed with a letter, brought to life by His Spirit, drowned in water, raised with the promise. We were excluded formerly, but now included. Outcast, formerly now the household of God, formerly no people, now the people of God. Alienated, now reconciled. Broken, now made whole. There is so much to tell the world out there how good it is to be in the household of God. This is kingdom talk. This is the rule of God talk. This is indeed resurrection and ascension talk. Ascension, where Christ is at the right hand of God, reigning in glory, caring for us, looking at us again with eyes of compassion, and touching us with His word. Let us praise Him as we continue with the next hymn.